You're tuned in to KMSC Fusion 93. I'm Jessica Orman with the Midday News. Our top stories today include, do Midwesterners care about the deferred action for child arrivals, DACA? On September 5th, President Donald Trump announced his intention to rescind DACA. Implemented back in 2012 through former President Barack Obama, DACA's role was to protect illegal immigrant children. The rescinding of DACA has created nationwide discussion. Here at Morningside College, a Spanish club organized an informative event. President Evelyn Hernandez implied that young adults getting deported on the West Coast may not be newsworthy to college students here in the Midwest. Hernandez believes it is the duty of the club to bring about awareness.
Our goal is to inform students and faculty about DACA, which is a Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a program that provides temporary work authorization, protection from deportation, and a social security number, and other benefits to certain immigrant youth who were brought to the U.S. as children.
Member of the Spanish Club, Veronica Mulling, reinforced Hernandez's views. The Spanish Club intends to create a call to action. They hope students will contact their Senate's representative.
They know DACA, what it is, but not the details per se. So basically we're just letting them know about DACA, and most of them are very, like, they've said they would be able to contact their representative and let them know what's, let the representative know that they support DACA kids. I would say, yeah, I would definitely call it a call to action. We're definitely trying to raise awareness. Let us know that we can actually do something in order to support DACA kids and their ability to work and kind of go to school and help better their lives.
Erin Monton, as a student at Morningside College and a native of California, believes that college students in general care about social and political issues. He also believes that a resentment of DACA doesn't hit home in Sioux City, Iowa.
Honestly, I can't speak for Midwesterners. I haven't seen much of a reaction either for or against. Students at the college, at least those I know, seem to care and be mad, but I feel like that's a pretty common consensus amongst college students. Friends and family are jumpy and on edge. We all know someone who is being threatened. People are scared and mad. It's almost like the Old West or something.
CBS News reported that the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history occurred 30 miles outside of San Antonio, Texas, on Sunday. 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly opened fire inside Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church, killing about 26 people and injuring 20. Kelly was dressed in all black and tactical gear when he opened fire with an assault rifle. As he fled the scene, a resident confronted and shot Kelly. Kelly managed to drive away, but police officials found him dead in his vehicle by a self-inflicted gunshot wound. 2 years after the bike brawl in Waco, Texas, a trial has begun. In 2015, 9 people were shot and killed at the Twin Peaks restaurants following an argument between rival motorcycle gangs. CNN reports that 134 people were arrested and charged. This has been the Midday News here on KMSC Fusion 93. I am Jessica Orman. Turn it over to DJ Jazzy Fresh.